Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Feeling great.
Now, Jade, you're very eager to tell this story. What happened?
Guys, I've got a story.
Well, it's a story and I need to apologise. Now, I don't know if this man's going to be listening right now.
Oh.
But basically, I jumped in my car this morning. My usual routine came out the gate. I put my bags in the boot. My car is filthy at the moment. I'm not going to lie. It needs a wash. So I've jumped into the seat. And you know when it's your car's outside, so it gets that layer of sort of frost, like with the water dew?
Yeah.
So I'm in my car, and then out of nowhere, this guy runs past my window. He's just on a joke. But at the same time, I'm, like, my hand's in motion to the windscreen wipers, and I've, like, flicked my windscreen wipers on with the spray. And I've sprayed him, like, as he's ran past. I've wet a man this morning with my car spray. And then I thought to myself, I've sort of semi-looked because I've managed to be able to see through my dodgy dew. And then all I see is his hand waving up at me like this. So I have a feeling he may have given me the old finger.
Oh, yep.
I don't know.
Flipped you the bird.
Flipped me the bird.
Well, you probably deserved it.
Well, I wasn't on purpose. He ran past me. Normally they run on the opposite side of the street.
So they shouldn't run on the street side of the street where you park, is it? No one should run there.
Well,
so it's his fault, not yours. Fault.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Windscreen wiping etiquette. You know, with the water thing.
Yeah.
Do you do it when you're driving, like on a freeway?
No, well, I did it while parked. I did it while parked. Yeah, wasn't moving. I would literally just jumped in my car. My hand was in motion to do the action, and he's ran past. It was just timing, and he scared me because this man runs past my vehicle. I had locked my doors.
In general terms, this merits further conversation. When you wash the windscreens as you're driving, because that can, you know, hit cars coming in the opposite, you know, behind you.
Yeah.
And unfortunate passers-by, as it turns out.
I just do it whenever I can't see out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, it wasn't intentional.
I love that this was your big drama this morning, Jade.
Yeah, well.
You probably liked it, to be honest.
I got the bird, so not
my
fault.
A man got slightly wet and cross at you early in the morning.
Oh, well, Jade, look how offended you are that he gave you the bird. It's fine,
Jade.
Oh,
I don't
care.
It's fine. But I didn't want him to go back and, you know, key my car.
The things I've heard you call people in your car whilst driving. Like, not repeatable on the radio. Terrible. Hey, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes quiz. Yes. Let's do a leaderboard check, please. Our gold star tally.
35
apiece.
All tied up.
God, the lasses have come back with a vengeance, haven't they? Hey, if you want to play, on offer today, we have a dinner or lunch for four at Cohiba Sports Club up for grabs for the winning sex. The number to play, 13 1009.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, warm the brain up this morning very early. Win yourself today a meal for four at Cohiba Sports Club. Delicious food.
Good.
Recently renovated. Yeah. So nice.
The
out
ribs
there.
Are great.
They are great, yeah. If you want to play 13 1009, we are looking for a lass, guys.
But right now we're going to Nick, who works in mining. He's on my side with the windscreen wipers this morning. G'day, Nick.
Morning.
Hey, so have you knocked off or are you heading to your shift?
Heading to work.
Oh, big day?
Yeah, big day. Always a big day.
What time you clock on? 7?
No, half past 6.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, geez, you're almost there. Well, let's hope we can start your day off on a super good spot. I've got your first question for you. Number one, who plays Michael or Magic Mike Lane in the 2012 film Magic Mike?
Channing Tatum.
Oh, of course
correct.
It is.
One correct. On the board. Good job, man.
Number two, what's the name of Shawn Mendes's girlfriend?
Yeah, no, that's a blank one for me.
That's right. It's Camila Cabello.
Yeah, that was the next guess for sure.
All right. Question number three, true or false? Kylie Minogue is single.
False.
Oh, good.
Correct.
So you got two on the board.
Two
well done.
Three.
Yeah, she likes to go through boyfriends. She's another Madonna.
Hey.
She likes a young man.
Oh, you can't say that about Kylie.
Yeah, shame on you. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, yeah, Nick, true. Just by chatting to you for this for these 60 seconds, I really didn't think that you'd be a Kylie defender, but okay.
Hey,
very good.
These things happen. Let's go to Mel, whose favorite movie is Cruel Intentions and is a traffic control supervisor. Good morning, Mel.
How are you guys going?
Really good. Are you ready for question one?
Go for it.
Let's do it. What is a self-tapping screw used for?
Tightening things down.
Mm. It's not really this purpose. No, it's so you don't have to pre-drill the hole. It sort of drills the hole for you. All right, number two. You're still in this, Mel. AMG is the tuning house for which car company?
Holden.
No, it's Mercedes, which means you're out.
Aww, sorry, Mel. Enjoy
that's
your
okay.
day.
Thanks for playing, though. Thanks for hanging with us.
Nick, all yours, mate. Dinner for four at Cahiba Sports. It's delicious. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, I love it. Thanks very much, guys.
No worries, man. Enjoy your day. Thanks for playing. Back tomorrow. And we're doing Love It or Loathe It next, Grevo.
That we are. We're going to get your thoughts, Maddie and Jade, on the daily topics. We're doing it in minutes.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, guys, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And today, it is the game of chess. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
I love chess.
Loathe it.
I love it that much that Ben actually bought me one of those chess sets. I don't know what stone it's made out of, but let's just say marble or quartz or whatever. But I have a really, really, really nice one.
Okay,
do you keep it in your treasure cabinet?
It's actually in my treasure chest in the living room.
I didn't know you had a treasure chest.
Yeah, so you know that coffee table, the lid lifts up.
Oh, so you've got a treasure cabinet and a chest.
Yeah, I do.
Is it lockable?
No, it's not.
There's a
I've let the secret out now because the people know a secret spot. But so I have it
do
in
you
there.
Play, you, Ben, you and Benny sitting down on a Friday night.
He doesn't like it as much as me, which is unfortunate because I love to play it. So back in the day, there was like these couple of old guys. There was three of them that used to go meet at a park at the beach at Mooloolaba. And only, I went there, it was in 2010, that's how long it's been, but I used to go there just every now and again and just have, like, a game.
A pickup game at the park.
Yeah.
Like you're in New York City.
Do you know why I hate chess?
Why?
Because in primary school and early high school, I was, like, the unpopular kid, and, a whole bunch of us unpopular kids would go to the library every lunchtime and they'd insist that we play chess, and every single day I was like, can't we do something different?
Aww.
I can see why you people have no friends.
Why you rebelled later on in life.
Haven't you? What?
No, but yeah, it's such a boring game. I mean, you know what? That's a game for when you're 80 plus.
No, it's
and you've
not.
Got, you know, it's lots great. Of free time on your hands. If you want to waste your life away, go play chess.
No.
I haven't played in years, but I watched this show on Netflix called The Queen's Gambit. It's like a mini drama series.
That's the show that Netflix suggests you watch after The Crown finishes.
Is it?
Yeah, it tried to force me to watch that the other day.
It's great.
It's going to be on my next list of things to watch. It's actually got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It got me thinking about playing chess. I haven't played chess like in 10 years, I reckon.
I'll play ya.
Oh, Jade, bring your set in and you and Kribo can go off somewhere
match.
In another room. And
or during the show, we can just run a game.
Oh,
like
really?
I'm not great at the game, but I just enjoy playing it.
Can't we come up with some better ideas?
We flash back to a horrible memory for Maddie.
Chest on the radio doesn't work, guys.
Oh, I'm just talking behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, it's for us. You
yeah,
know?
It's nothing to do with you.
Our next big live stream.
The exciting game of chess.
You know how competitive I get. We'll need a camera there so no one can cheat when we've got to go on bathroom break.
Sounds good to me. Queen's Gambit, worth watching on Netflix.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Hot tip there. Hey, news time. I'm next with Hamish Shearer at 105.3 New FM. And we have another Magic Mike Blitz happening here on the show before 7 o'clock.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Of course, on the show yesterday, Crevo, you and I banned Jade from posting on the Jade, Maddie, Crevo Instagram account. And wow, it's been a massive success.
Has it?
Yeah, huge. Yeah. I mean, tons of people getting into it. We are, of course, using one singular hashtag, not like 20, lads on the gram.
So, Jade, I did notice, though.
Oh, you've put two landscape shots.
You couldn't help yourself.
Pretty.
You couldn't help yourself.
What?
You had to get the family involved. So,
Crevo,
get ready for this one. Mm. So, on your post, it was on my post, Jade's sister comments, and she says, where'd it go?
No, I think it was my post.
It was the first post.
Yeah.
It's deleted.
Has it?
Is it? No, surely not.
No, I don't think so.
Gone.
Well, it is too.
She's deleted it.
Oh.
How odd. Anyway, Jade's sister jumps on and says, well, guys, Jay does all the work anyway, so imagine what she's telling her sister. I do it all. I do everything.
That's not true.
And then I was like, whatever.
She was merely pointing out that you wouldn't need to ban me if you guys uploaded every now and a while.
I do all the work.
those layabout boys doing nothing.
So can I? So one of you put one picture up.
We both put a photo up.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, well done. Look at this go.
So it's a 1 week. It's a 1 week rest. You get it back at the end. Well, you know, it's not forever.
Oh well, let's hope you know you guys make a habit out of it though, because.
Nah.
I don't want to have to upload all the time.
You're the social media manager. It's just a 1 week break.
That's why
all.
You've got the company Apple MacBook there, darling.
That's true.
Please. But you know what? We had another chat behind the scenes yesterday, and it was very odd.
Yes, it was. This was on our podcast, actually. So you can search us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Lots of unique content on there.
Yeah, you just search the Novos, basically.
So basically what happened is we ended up sniffing each other's armpits. Jay did the sniff test on Crevo and myself, and she came out with this.
Do you actually have sweet-smelling...
Sweat. All those pheromones.
Your man scent isn't, like, nasty.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
You're welcome.
See, the problem I have... And
it's Crevo, it's sort of sexy. You actually don't have a bad male sex. Yeah, that happened. So basically, I sniffed Maddie and Crevo's armpits because we're talking about sweat and BO and who smelt the worst out
and
of the two
you
of you.
You came out
with
that. You like the smell of BO.
Well, no, Crevo's was nice. There's some BOs have a nice scent to it.
It turns you on.
Well, it's the pheromones. Yes.
Must be.
There's another thing to build my case but with Crevo and Jade have a weird thing going
lucky
on.
You're gay because I didn't find yours sexy.
That's fine.
Yeah. So on 13:10:09, and I know this is a long stretch, but do you like the smell of BO?
Not everyone's.
Not
but
everyone's,
maybe one,
like, but
certain
like.
Certain ones.
No, it could be your partner, maybe.
Yeah, but some people like the smell of just BO.
Yeah,
like
very
the body odor.
Rare, but I don't think anyone will admit to it. This is the thing. I think there's a lot of closet people out there who like the smell of BO.
Like certain ones.
Yeah.
They're just like, no, I would never say that.
Like tradies coming home at the end of the day and they've got that sweet male scent. It's mixed in with the deodorant too. It gets you going. So 13:10:09, If you like the smell of BO, you can remain anonymous. We'd love to hear from you.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Do you like the smell of BO?
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Yeah, this is because basically came up, well, you guys were sweating yesterday afternoon after the show. I, for some reason, ended up smelling your armpits to see who was like, smellier.
Come here, let me sniff you.
And it wasn't like that completely.
God, this is a weird job,
it is,
really.
It is it a really weird is. Job, but
I
anyway.
I did notice you were looking intently when that was happening as well, Hamish.
I compared the scents, and Creevo, you were a lot nicer, pleasant smelling for me personally.
Hey, yeah, everyone has their
sweet
own.
Sweet smelling, you say.
Wait, it was very sweet. it could have something to do with your deodorant. I don't
could
know.
Because
you use the organic stuff. But 131009, do you like the smell of OB? And I can't believe this, but we actually got a call.
Of
BO. Sorry. BO.
All right, Jade, let's go to the phones. Who have we got? Matt's on the phone. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hello, Matt.
Matt. Oh, well, what a disaster that was.
Oh, he was there.
He was there. He's disappeared. That's all right. Oh. Too embarrassed probably by the whole situation now.
Hamish.
I can, yeah, look,
Hamish,
I can contribute to that. Because, you know, I quite like the scent of my partner, Sally. You know, it's not like, you know, body odor thing, but she's got a smell, like a sweet smell about her, and it's a body thing.
I think you're right. I think, you know, Jade brought up the pheromones thing.
Mm.
And I think there is an element of that with, like, compatibility of partners.
Do you think you just get used to the smell?
I think it might be that.
You know, look,
it's not particularly...
If you smelt the same smell on another woman running past you that was jogging or something, you'd be like, ugh. But your own partner, I feel like you get used to the smell.
It's not malodorous. It's just, you know, it's just smell. And it's...
it's a nice one.
I like it.
All right, let's try the phones again.
Mick's here.
Mick is here. How you doing, man?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Really good. So tell us, is it someone that you know that you like the scent of, or...?
No, it's not actually like the it's absolutely terrible. Had a tradie come over once to look at a pool.
Yeah.
And, mate, this bloke, his smell made your eyes water.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Yeah, no, not great.
Did you say anything to him? Because there's always that awkward moment where you're like, do you mention it or do you not?
Yeah, seriously, I seriously thought about it, and then I saw him locally, you know, a couple of days later, and I thought about going up and saying, mate, go and put some deodorant on, will you? But I didn't, but at any rate, so. Yeah.
Not rude to do so, Mick, it's not rude to do so. Thank you for your call.
They don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's actually better to tell them because then they're self-aware because you can't really smell yourself.
That's true, especially, you know, if you live by yourself or whatever, you may have
Look,
no
when,
idea.
Look, when we talk about BO on the show, it's always going to end up terrible. We really went around the roundabout there, didn't we?
We did.
Hey, I'll tell you who doesn't have BO. That is the performers on the Magic Mike Live show. They would smell delicious, I'm sure. We have an incredible prize, a VIP experience. You can get on the naughty list now by calling 131009. A trip to Sydney in a stretch Hummer with you and five girlfriends to and from the show.
We're putting people in the draw right now.
Yep, yeah, if you want to call and get on the list, we're doing our blitz after this at New FM.
Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
It's time to give away standby list spots on the naughty list for our incredible prize. You, five girlfriends, driven to Sydney in a stretch Hummer to go and see Magic Mike Live.
105.3 New FM. Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live from December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
We're going to put as many people on the standby list as we can just now. 131009, if you'd like to win these. I mean, well, yeah, go in the draw.
Big shout out to Chase Limousines, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service. The lines are open. Let's go to the phones, guys.
All right, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Jade. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. You are on the standby list.
So exciting.
Oh, did you just wake up, Ashley?
I just got to work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a chef.
Oh, yeah, starting early. Can you send us some food? Thanks.
Enjoy. Absolutely not. You get nothing.
Congrats.
All right, are we going to...
Lisa, on the standby list. Will, you're on.
Hello. Yes, cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Enjoy. Congrats. New FM, who's this?
It's Kelly.
Kelly, you're on the standby list.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Who are you going to take if you win this?
I've got a few friends that I'm sure will be jumping at it.
Have you ever dreamt of Channing Tatum? Do you think he's a sexy man?
Oh, my word, he is. Who wouldn't think he is?
Yeah, I mean, you're on a great question. Think he is.
Yeah, should we do one more,
yeah,
Maddie?
Yeah, why not?
Right, feeling generous. Bree, how you doing?
Good.
You're on the standby list.
Awesome, thanks.
Well,
you're welcome.
Let's keep taking them. We've got some time to fill. Why not? You know, we love giving away prizes here at New FM.
131009.
If you want to get on the list, the naughty list, that's it. We'll wrap it up.
It's time for the news, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and also, rate the music. Don't forget that, newfm.com.au. So basically, how you do this, you jump online, you fill out the survey. It takes around 6 minutes, 20 songs, and you could win a Port Stephens holidays. It's just winning all round here at New FM.
Awesome stuff.
Your number one station for prizes.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Creepo.
The Novos. A big shout out to Carl and Benny from the Happy Mobile Cafe. We just got greeted by Benny in our studio with our delicious coffees. I've got the latte this morning and it smells really good.
What sticker did you get on yours? Did you get a ballerina?
Yes, I did. They put.
Actually, I think it's a traditional Spanish dancer.
Yeah, they put stickers on our coffees in the morning. I don't know if they do it for all their customers. I don't think so. I think it's because we're special, but... they are great to get around to your business.
Righto, Jade.
Just look up happymobilecafe.com.au.
You want a bit more info.
Yeah.
Interesting one next. We've got a sister station here at the company, 2HD.
Yeah, right? Of course.
I was just having a browse of their Facebook page. It's quite interesting. And they have, they had a gentleman on the show whose last name, turn that music down, is Death.
Like D-E-A-T-H.
No joke.
Death.
How strange.
So I thought what we could do, just a bit of the last minute change here, but 131009, because surely you wouldn't love that name, right? 131009, do you hate your name or did you already change it because you didn't like it?
A lot of people hate their name.
I reckon there might be some out there.
Imagine saying, oh, hello, I'm Mr. Death. It's bizarre, isn't it?
I reckon it'd be really hard to, like, get into a relationship and form friendships with the last name Death.
Just adds a layer of trickiness, wouldn't it? I mean, I know this is a bit of an unusual one and maybe it's a stretch, but if you've got a name that you don't like, we'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you used to, you've gotten rid of it, you've got a brand shiny new name.
The phones are ringing. Excellent. A lot of people hating their names, it turns out.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Do you hate your name or have already changed it?
Yeah, looking at the Facebook page of our sister station this morning, I couldn't help but notice a guy with the last name, and it's just must be Death, D-E-A-T-H.
I mean, there's a capital A in the middle, so sure. Some would say Death, but I'm sorry, it's spelled Death.
Most people would read it as Death. Like, if you were having forms at the RTA or whatever, sure, you'd be like, G'day, Mr. Death. How can I help you today?
You know what? On the other side of this, I think it's quite a cool name. Like, very unique. You're not going to forget Mr. Death.
Well, you're a fan of Darth Vader, so I can understand the connection there.
Jay's completely different.
Well, he wears all black. He's the master of death, really, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. I had a friend whose last name was Bath, and she just hated that. She was so stoked to get married and get rid of that name.
What was her married name in the end?
Oh, Jenkins or something. Just a normal name. But she was so stoked to get rid of the bath name.
Yeah.
She's like, this thing has got to go.
Oh, well, there's a famous Chris Bath, the newsreader. Yeah.
She just didn't like it.
Oh.
She's like, I don't like being named after part of a bathroom.
Oh, I'd be thinking about Bath over in England. Beautiful city. we're going to the phones right now. We've got Katie on the line. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. So did you hate your name or you've already changed it or is it someone you know?
Well, I'm actually a jerk parent with sleep deprivation that kicked in early. My daughter's got a very long name and she's going to hate me and hate telling Medicare what her name is. And her first name's actually two names.
Okay.
Wait, what is it?
It's Sophia Kay. There's no hyphen.
Oh, Sophia yeah. K. No
yeah,
hyphen.
That's her first name. Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that. Katie, what compelled you not, like, why didn't you put the hyphen in there?
Because my husband's stepdad's her middle name. Her last name is her middle name. Anyway, it's a very terrible name. I feel so sorry for her. but
weren't
my
thinking
cousin,
at the time.
My cousin actually went to school with a girl called Fanny, and she got teased so badly at school, and
Fanny.
It was pretty sad. Yeah, Fanny.
That's terrible. Was that short for Francesca, or no, it was just Fanny?
I know that they shortened it and called her, like, Mimi, but, like, Fanny, she got teased quite a bit.
So Fanny is, like, an old-fashioned name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very.
Old school.
Wow, the poor thing.
Fanny. It's tough out there. You would change
that,
wouldn't you?
Imagine that roll call every single day.
I know.
Fanny, you here?
Fanny Smith. thanks, Katie.
Let's go to Emma. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Did you change your name? Was it someone you know? What's the situation?
No, I had a client because I was in tourism, Mr. and Mrs. Hitler.
Oh,
no.
Oh, wow. My God.
To make it worse, they were doing a tour through Germany and Europe.
Oh,
so you're in travel.
Wow. Yeah. Did you? So, okay, you're sitting across the desk from Mr. and Mrs. Hitler in the travel agency. Now, you're going through this Germany trip. Do they reference the fact that this is really weird and awkward?
Do they bring this up at all?
Honestly, it was just a name on a cruise list. And I just sent it through. What are you going to do? Like, just treat everyone the same, really.
How unfortunate.
You have to be professional, and you were, Emma,
yeah,
but God.
Absolutely.
I wonder how many Hitlers there are out there.
I know. Wouldn't it change it after all these years? But anyway.
Yeah. That's one name you definitely should change if that's what your last name is.
You know, that's one guy that ruined it for all the people with that name,
all
isn't
the
it?
Other Hitlers who are innocent in history. How terrible.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's what a great story.
I
think we'll wrap it there.
I think I would have kept it together if I was sitting behind the desk. I would have been like, do you have your passports? I need to see some ID just to make sure it wasn't a prank.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough.
Crazy.
I don't think
prank.
Travel agents are authorized to check your passports for an ID check.
Well, they are.
To get the name right.
Check your ID. They'll be fine. But what's the goss coming up next with producer Jackson?
Yes, I've got an update on that zoo that Carol Baskin's taken over. Also, two big celebrity movie news.
Awesome. Yes. I love Hollywood news.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
And we're going to producer Jackson with the latest on Carol Baskin.
Yeah, it's been a huge year for all the Tiger King cast. So just the other day, Joe Exotic claimed that he's going to die in prison again. They are investigating that, so I'm sure later this week I'll get you updated. But Carol Baskin, she did Dancing with the Stars. She came out as bisexual. Now she's having issues with that zoo that she took over from Joe Exotic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so apparently it's just been sitting there, empty, nothing in it. So someone's trashed it. They've sprawled graffiti throughout the whole thing. There's rotting corpses through it. So much so that neighbours have complained and they've had to clean it up. So she's been ordered to sort her zoo out.
Is that like the fancy new one that they were building at the end? Or is that like the dodgy old one?
Dodgy old one.
Yeah, the dodgy old one that she always wanted to get her claws on.
That's just a bunch of cages in a field. Like, who would bother?
Doesn't that make you think...
Bulldoze a thing,
doesn't it make you think, though, like... Obviously, in that whole Tiger King drama, she was like, oh, you know, I can run this zoo better than Joe, blah, blah, blah. Clearly not. It was purely just out of spite.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying. Her whole intention was literally to not take it over and continue, like, her efforts with conservation. It was just to run his name into the ground and just destroy anything that he's ever worked for. What a dodgy bunch of people that I would just love to be friends with. Could you imagine a dinner party with the Tiger King cast?
Do you know what? Are we the minute she went on Dancing with the Stars, like, honestly, I think that answers the whole question of whether she was legit or not.
I'd also say that as soon as she got kicked off Dancing with the Stars, their ratings would have plummeted.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a lot of people were watching that just to see her.
Really long-winded season of Dancing with the Stars over in the States. It doesn't go for that long down here, thank God. Moving on from Tiger King, let's talk about Rihanna. So she was rumoured to be in Marvel's Black Panther 2.
Oh, which was is coming she? Out.
So, yeah, because of Google search, right? So if you Google Black Panther 2, it says Rihanna's in it. Well, apparently not. But exciting news because...
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is teaming up with... None other than Brad Pitt for Bullet Train. So this is going to follow a group of five assassins who find each other on their mission. And they're on a train through Tokyo.
Yep.
Trying to kill someone.
How cool.
Gaga's one of the leads.
Yes.
Question for Jade. Do you reckon Lady Gaga and Brad Pitt going to end up together?
No. Lady Gaga's very professional.
Yeah, but they're in so many movies together, you know.
Brad Pitt, she's not in a movie with Brad Pitt.
I'm thinking Bradley Cooper. Typecast much.
Well, there are the rumours that she broke up Bradley Cooper's relationship.
No.
Brad Pitt did get with Angelina Jolie, who
That's
I love.
That's right.
Brad Pitt's kind of an interesting man, though, because his latest girlfriend was actually married.
That's right.
In the whole
thruple
situation.
Tinseltown's a weird, strange sort of place to be. So.
You know, Brad Pitt, who knows, he's got a sweet tongue. Like, he can talk his way into all of these women's lives. You know, look what he's done. Like, I reckon he'd be the biggest charmer you've ever met, Brad Pitt.
You reckon?
Yeah, big talker. Do you like Brad Pitt, Jade? Do you find him sexy?
Yeah, I do.
Even
Legends
now?
Of the Fall.
Yeah, fast forward 30 years, though.
Yeah, he's still got it.
Wow, what about you, Jackson? Brad Pitt, yeah or no?
No, it's a no for me.
No, very, more for me, that's damaged. Okay.
I'm more of an Angelina fan.
God, thank you, Jackson. Hey, news time up next here at New FM, and we're playing Beat the Meat after that. Singo's sausages up for grabs. Listen out, we'll tell you to call soon at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. For Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. The Total Tools, Novos 500.
God, there's been a lot of smack talk around the office, a lot of cockiness as well. Jade was like, as soon as we get on that track, guys, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, this was yesterday.
I was like, all right, jeez.
I'll own that. Well, you know, you guys aren't saying any smack or anything
because,
like that.
Do you know what, Jade? Real talk. Yeah. It's a radio station race. I ain't blowing up friendships for it.
Oh, no.
Jade will, though.
All in good fun, obviously. We're all sportsmen. We have good, you know, camaraderie and sportsmanship on the day.
But you can tell yourself that.
You were the sports captain at your high school. We get it. You've got the fighting spirit, you know, all that sort of stuff.
It's going to be fun.
You're all going down.
But tonight, we, of course, have our training runs over at Go Karts Go Broadmeadow. We're all going to be learning, you know, the tricks of the trade.
I'm just excited to watch Maddie actually drive. It's going to be so novel.
What a treat, right?
Doesn't matter if it's not a real car.
Hey, you watch. Do you know what, Jade? Yeah. You are so cocky. You're overcompensating, and you're gonna that'll be a downfall in this race. You're gonna think you've got this in the bag.
Oh no, 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 no! Anything you're can happen let in a race.
The whole of the Port Stephens region down. The cockiness.
No, I'm not.
Team Newcastle, all the way.
Hey, it's good to be confident, especially when you're a driver. Isn't that true, Hamish?
That is true. Degree of confidence is important.
Yeah, she's got people giving her
a degree of confidence.
She's got people giving her the bird every day. I mean, is it confidence or overconfidence?
That's before she even started driving. Yeah,
that is true, actually. That happened to
Now, it's going to be good meeting our partners for the very first time, which will be great. Form a little relationship and a friendship. Work on our strategies. It'll be good.
Yeah, don't you worry. I'm going to get you guys on the chicanes.
What's that?
So corner.
So you know when a chicane here, it's sort of, imagine a snake when the road sort of snakes.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to follow the road as straight as you can through that. So you know when you're going through a roundabout, just try and like keep as close as you can.
Mrs. Lowndes over here. You should have married a race car driver. It's all those years of you waving the flag.
Check my computer, nothing there.
Didn't you used to wave the flag at the V8 supercars on the Gold Coast?
No, I used to work as a
bar girl.
A bar girl.
And flag waver?
No, I'd never waved the flag.
Clearly an expert.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I'm doing my research. I don't want to let Port Stephens down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doing it for the region.
It's happening this Saturday, broadcasting live on UFM from 11 o'clock and live on Facebook. Guys, up next, we're going to play Beat the Meat, your chance to win Singo's sausages. You know how this works? You need to yell out, stop, before the sausages explode and you win that amount. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play, the lines are open, 13 10 09.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
One of our favourite games here at the show, Beat the Meat. Every week we are filling your freezer with Singo's sausages. All you've got to do is yell stop before the sausages explode in this Beat the Meat, Beat the Bomb style game. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Let's go to Kylie. How you doing, Kylie?
Good morning, guys. I'm going good. How are you?
Hello.
Good. Really good.
Hey, Kylie, who do you think's going to win the race this Saturday?
I'm a Newcastle born and bred. I have to say Newcastle, sorry.
Me. Well, thank you.
Yeah, good
thank
work,
you, Kylie.
Fun fact, Kylie, producer Jackson just came in, and he reckons that Maddie's going to surprise us all and might get the win.
Well, he just might. You never know. He's been sitting in the passenger seat for so long. So he's just
observing.
That's
absolutely
true.
You've been watching all these years.
Exactly. Learning
it's his
from
time.
Yeah.
All right, Kylie, you know how this works?
I do.
All right, let's kick it off.
Let's beat the meat for Kylie. One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, 23 sausages. Boom.
Yours. Starting to sweat.
So was I. Sometimes happens with Beat the Meat, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Get a bit of a sweat on.
Oh, good stuff.
You do get nervous.
23 sausages coming your way, all thanks to Singo's, Kylie. You enjoy those, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Back next week, guys.
And I've got to tell you guys something pretty shameful, which I've done. You're going to have to ring the shame bell on me because my husband said, he just basically said the other day, I'm never going shopping with you again.
I Maddie, know the feeling.
Maddie can have your back. So I'll tell you what I've done, and it revolves around a car.
A car this time.
Possibly trying to win a car. I'll tell you more in a
second. Oh, my God.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
My hair,
gee,
thanks. Just put it on there. I
get money, get rich, baby, tap in.
I got bills. I got to pay. So I'm going to work, work, work every day.
guys, on the weekend, I went shopping, went to Waratah, and went into Kmart, had to grab a couple of things, in particular a suitcase, about 20 bucks, $19.
Yep.
So I was on the way out, showed the guy my receipt, and when I walked out the door, I noticed that there was a car sitting there. It was a Hyundai i30. And so I thought to myself, oh, I wonder what that's doing there. And there was a really big sign saying, win a car. And I was like, wow, I could win that. How do I do it? So I went up and I read the terms and conditions. It said if you spend $20 or more at Kmart there at Waratah Village, you'll go into the draw for a chance to win this car.
I was seeing it there. And sort of I thought, parked out the front.
So I whipped out my receipts because I separated because I was buying something for something else for someone else at the time. So on my receipt, I'd gone over by $24, but on the receipt for the suitcase, it was $19. So I was thinking, damn it, I've only got one entry. I should have just bought a chocolate and then I could have gotten a second entry into the draw. So I said, Ben.
Oh my God, Jade.
Can you please just wait here or I'm going to duck inside. I'm going to return this suitcase and I'm going to go and rebuy it with the chocolate so I can get the second entry. And that's what I did. And I even waited at the customer service desk for about
Jade.
8 minutes while they were helping an elderly couple on the photo booth machine.
How can you be bothered?
Well, imagine if I won. Two entries is better than one.
They were onto you because I called you, video called you on Saturday and you were waiting at the counter.
Yes.
I remember this.
Yeah.
The very moment she spoke to the operator, exchanged the good, the lady behind the counter is like, so is it just a change of mind or faulty? Change of mind.
Yeah.
So you've returned it, gone over to the shelf, picked another one up.
Correct.
And gone to the front and purchased it again.
Yeah, with a chockey.
Oh, Jade, who... Oh.
So it came to $22 and I got my second entry. Now, you say, can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Waste of time. I think, imagine if I won that brand new car.
Because you've had a crack at winning transport before.
Well, you've got to
you
be
remember
in it to
the,
win it.
Remember the Vespa dramas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, my next question, what time have you scheduled to call up Kmart to make sure your entry's in the draw?
Well, they said, because I actually took a picture of the terms and conditions.
Make sure that you cross all the T's and dot all the I's.
Yes, and it says that the winners will be notified by phone and results will be published on the website, waratahvillage.com.au. And actually, the draw is happening in 2 days' time from now.
Don't you think that you should leave the draw open to less fortunate people?
Mm.
Like, you're a big radio star. Do you not a good look for them to give you a car? For
How
free?
Many sports it doesn't cars it's a do raffle. You need?
It's a raffle. It doesn't matter if I bought a ticket in one of the life-saving competitions to win a house at Bondi or if I...
And what did your husband, Ben, think of this whole thing?
He shook his head and
mortified.
He said... Because when I came out, he said, what took you so long? I said, I had to wait a little bit for the
Real
refund.
Real talk, how long were you waiting?
Honestly, probably about like 8 to 10 minutes. And then I had to go get the other suitcase, go wait in line.
What a waste of time.
But you know what? Who will get the last laugh if I win? Me.
Well, that is absolutely true.
Well, Jade, ring the shame bell.
Excuse me.
Ring the shame bell. You took it back from me. Ring it on yourself.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Doing a return
and that's when Ben said, I'm not going shopping with you ever again once I come. I said, what took you so long? I'm never going shopping with you ever again. Maddie can go shopping with you again.
No.
Maddie can have your back.
Absolutely not.
Revo.
Do you know what?
What day did you want to shop? I'm busy that day.
Benny and
I
can
my calendar.
Your husband Ben and I can bond over the shared experiences of going shopping with you. It's not a delight, let me tell you.
I guarantee you I'm not the only person who would have gone back for the refund to buy a little bit.
Do you know
more.
What
I
Jade
reckon
is?
You would have been.
Nah.
Do you know what she is? She's that shopper that's just a time waster. Like if you work at a shop, you are cringing when Jade walks through
you
the
are,
door because you
I'm
know
lovely.
Because you know as a salesperson, she's going to take up 20 minutes of your time talking and looking. And then at the end...
Buy nothing.
I do chat.
I'll think about it and I'll come back. That is your line. It really is. Oh, guys, news time up next with Hamish and another Magic Mike VIP Blitz.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Head to ufm.com.au and register your details. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
It's me, Bromwich here from Tullamarine Public School. I would like to shout out the teachers and students at the school. Today I'll be doing a weather forecast. It's a mostly sunny day ahead with the chance of an early morning fog. We are expecting the top temperature of 24 degrees in the city and 24 degrees inland. Sunny tomorrow with the chance of an early morning fog and partly cloudy with the light winds on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up, Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home and Newcastle Best Music on 105.3 New FM.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos. Oh, good job, Mia. The Weather Whiz Kid.
Yeah.
Really good. If you want to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au. Only a couple of weeks left to get in there for this year, guys. So get on that.
Absolutely. Next, though, we're doing it again, a Magic Mike Blitz.
Whoop, this
if
is
you
amazing.
Want to get on the standby list to possibly win, yourself and five of your friends getting chauffeured in the VIP Hummer limo, all thanks to Chase Limousines, Newcastle and the Hunters, Hunter Valley's premium limousine service. You get the trip down there. Imagine you and your mates all, you know, having a great time.
Dolled up.
You watch the show. Of course, that'll be heaps of fun. And then you get chauffeured all the way home to your
fantastic.
Door.
Fantastic. Yeah. And they've got, like, the ice buckets in the Hummer as well. So you can be sipping your champagne or your scotch and coke, whatever your choice is.
We love the team at Chase Limousines. Of course, they did the weddings at your door with us, which was really successful. And they are just so friendly and so welcoming. And they'll give you such a, like, they'll just make the day that much better.
Mm.
ChaseLimousines.com.au, by the way, if you want to check out their cars. They also do a lot of wine tours. So they're not just limousines.
That's true, they do.
Yeah.
Which is perfect if you want the whole, you know, a bit more of a, like a private vibe, you know, rather than just taking a bus around.
Great
or whatever.
For a hen's party.
Yeah, well, one of their main parts of the main parts of their business are doing wine tours. So if you're looking to do that over Christmas, great.
All right, here we go. We're opening the lines 13 10 09. If you want to get on the standby list, we're just going to let heaps of people in right now.
As many as possible.
It's a blitz, guys. Yay. It's a blitz.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live.
From December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. Not only do you and five friends get to see the show, which is unbelievable, Channing Tatum presenting this thing. I mean, he's not there, but he's organized it all and made sure all the dancers are A1 condition. Mm. But you also get the limo ride to and from the show, all thanks to Chase Limousines, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service.
Just seeing the ad alone, Crevo. Mm. Really gets your heart pumping.
It's a night to remember, I would say. You and five friends all out on the town having a great time.
Yeah.
This is the must-win prize in Newey at the moment.
Okay, so we're doing ticket blitz right
now. As many as we can get in the draw, we're going to do it right now.
All right.
First up.
Congratulations, Sally. You're on the standby list.
Yes.
Hey, Sally.
Good stuff, Sally.
Are you happy?
Very happy.
Good, good, good. Thank you. You're on the list. Thanks, Sally. Isaac, you're on the naughty list.
Woohoo!
Isaac, mate, I'm guessing...
You sound like a naughty boy.
I'm guessing this is for the missus.
Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
You and the missus off together. Excellent.
The Austin Powers, the musical live experience coming next year. You're on the list. Thank you.
Let's go to Jai. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You are on the naughty list, my friend.
Woo!
Yeah, most excited yet. Brownie points for that.
A lot of guys on here today. I like
it. Yeah, all right. Congratulations, Carrie-Anne. You're on the naughty list. Carrie-Anne.
All right, sorry.
That's all right. Hello, you're on the list.
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, good, oh, good, good.
Playing along.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah, listening.
Enthusiastic bunch this morning.
Yeah.
We'll take one more. Let's do one more, and then that's it. 11, Jade. Hello, Jade.
Hello.
Hey, Dale, you're on the list.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Welcome.
Excellent. This is where you do it, right here with us. Every morning, we're going to put as many people in this as possible.
There's also some chances across the day. So if you're keen to get this, because pretty much, you know, it's one of the best prizes going right now, you got to make sure you're listening to New FM. Just don't turn it anywhere else, because we got chances all across the day.
Yep, coming up next with Jackson.
But on 13:10:09 after this, did you keep the baby's name a secret and why? This is all because I've noticed some interesting things happening in my friend circle with basically they feel comfortable telling the single friends the baby name.
So you're the single friend, of course.
Yeah, so I get told the baby name.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they keep it a secret from other friends who are pregnant or are trying to fall pregnant, which I found very interesting because obviously they don't want their baby name stolen.
That's something you would do if you were pregnant.
Steal a baby name?
No, not tell anybody the name in case they steal it.
Yeah, well, it's a thing, isn't it? I think I would. You're right,
so
I
your
would do
friends
that.
Seem to have this, like, unthreatening vibe coming from you where they don't think you're going to have kids, so they're happy to tell you about the name.
They'll say, oh, yeah, this is what the name's going to be. And I'm like, okay, cool, no worries.
Wow. So, do you feel honoured when they tell you the name before anybody else?
I do, actually. Yeah, yeah, it gives me a kick. But 13:10:09, if you're someone who's keeping the baby name a secret, and maybe because someone stole your baby name the first time you were pregnant, and the second one's on the way, and you've learnt, like, not to say anything, I'm curious if it's a thing.
All right, taking your calls after this at New FM is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. The Novos. Mama, don't stress your mind.
Yeah, this is all because a few of my friends at the moment are having babies or have in the last 2 years. And it's funny because I've noticed that this little trend's happening where because I'm not pregnant and I'm not openly saying, oh, I'm trying to fall pregnant, they'll tell me their baby's names, what they've got planned to call their child. Like, and at first I thought, oh, they're just saying any name to throw me off the scent.
Only you would think that. But like, if somebody said to me, hey, Creever, I'm naming my child, you know, Dave or whatever, I'd be like, oh, that's a nice name. Not, oh, I bet this is a fake name going to throw me off the trail.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a male. Females do it. They trust me. They're thinking that way.
Nobody's doing
that. They are.
At all.
What an 13:10:09. If you can shed some light here.
How ridiculous.
But then anyway, she was like, oh, she said, oh, Jade, I'm going to name it Zara. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, baby came along. It's called Zara. Baby Jack's on the way. I thought, oh, she's not going to name
another
it Jack.
Another fake name.
She is. But the thing is, they're not telling my friends who are pregnant or anything. So they're keeping it a secret from some people. So we thought, on 13:10:09, did you keep the baby's name a secret and why?
Okay, let's go to the phones, shall we? It's Joe. Hello, Joe.
How you going?
Hey, doing well. Tell us, did you keep the baby's name a secret?
I did. I gave people other options, like that I had been thinking about, but I mostly kept the name I ended up with from my mum particularly, but a lot of people, because I just didn't want their influence, I didn't want their opinion, and I knew that it would come with all of that, and I didn't want it to change, so I chose to keep it from them because I love the name, and I just didn't want anyone trying to change my viewpoint on it.
Yeah, good. See, I'm not alone in this.
No.
Okay, Joe, let's talk psychologically, though. Were you telling people different names because you didn't want them to steal the name?
No, not at all.
Okay. Just you, Joe.
I just didn't want my mum particularly, but I didn't want other people having an opinion about it because, I like the name. There was like my second or third name I was giving them, which it was still in play, but what I ended up with I just didn't want to tell people, so it was like, it was just in my own best interest.
See, I can understand that, like, you don't want the influence, but the name theft, it's not a thing.
It is definitely a thing, but
thank you, Joe. They think I'm crazy that I make these things up, but it's a true thing.
Yeah.
It is. It totally is.
Just real quick, Joe, what names were you telling people and what name did you actually pick in the end?
I was telling people Parker and Cooper and I ended up with Harry.
Oh, beautiful. I actually like all those names.
You're a quality name picker, Joe.
Yeah.
Really good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Good
thank
at that.
You.
Thanks for your call.
I think I would call my kid Harry. Good name.
Yeah, Harry's a great name.
Harry Styles has really transformed the name Harry.
Mm.
It's been taken, though, by Joe, so no good.
Yeah, sorry, trademarked. Hey, New Sim, I'm next with Hamish here at 105.3 New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Grevo.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
105 commercial free coming up after us with Jackson. What's going on, man?
Yo, the Biebs.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard
love
that he's
this.
Like super mad at the Grammys?
Really? Why?
Yeah, because he's not fit into the right category.
Yeah.
What's first world problems.
I think it's like best pop artist or something like that. He's just trying to be
that
like.
That sounds
cool.
Totally appropriate to me.
Yeah.
I like him. I really like his new music. It's good.
Yeah, it's all right. The Biebs is good. He's very nice. To his wife. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Generator as well.
Love the Foo nice. Fighters.
The Rubens. Never Ever. Oh,
in there as good well. Song too.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off very soon. Yes, Jade.
We're just talking about keeping the baby name a secret and why.
Yeah.
We put this on our Facebook page. I just have to read you the comment because Louise just wrote, I didn't with my second child, but that was a big mistake. My brother's now ex stole my son's name before I had my baby, so I had to change mine. She made me furious because she was the only one that knew I was going to call him that name.
Well, she had the baby first.
Also, you don't own a name. Like, there's more than one person called whatever name you thought of. I can guarantee it.
Well, food for thought if imagine you're having if, a little baby soon.
Imagine if, like, everyone that was called John, for example, got angry with one another.
No, it's different when it's in your immediate family or your friend circle. I think it's the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
Not stealing your friend's man, that's not the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah, well,
that's
not a big
stealing
deal.
The baby
Look,
name.
That's on
baby
the list. Name, it's worse. All in the column of that, okay?
Alrighty. Ultimate betrayal.
Hey, Crevo.
Yeah.
We do have a nickname for you here at the show, and it's Millionaire Mark, because you, my friend, have, like the finer things in life, you have quite expensive taste when it comes to food and everyday items, really.
Well, I feel like that's a bit of a stretch. Look, some things I don't mind paying for quality. Like, if I feel like something is a good quality thing, I don't mind putting out a bit more money because I usually last longer and work better.
Yeah, right.
Please see Exhibit A of Snobby Crevo. Do you like Cadbury chocolate, Crevo? Because you're a little bit fancy.
I don't mind the one that has hazelnuts in it, but other than that, no, just the plain one. Bit basic for me.
What's wrong with Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate?
The one with hazelnuts, good. Otherwise, get yourself a nice Ferrero Rocher or a Lindt or something.
There
Delicious.
We have it. Straight from the horse's mouth.
There we go. Yeah, you're right. Sums it up, really. So, obviously, we're going to do a segment today, brand new to the show, a one-off segment called Is This Fancy Enough for Crevo?
Oh,
so, basically, what I've done is I've selected items that your everyday family would buy in their weekly shop. You know, a few kids at home, got to please the masses. I'm going to run through the items next. It's almost like a love it or loathe it style game to see what you think of everyday items that we all eat.
All right.
And do you know what I'd actually will add to this?
Mm.
I want you to tell me, like, the, like, replacement, like, what you would pick in place of it.
So, okay.
Like,
the equivalent. What's the better one?
The better equivalent product.
All right.
We're going to do that next.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yesterday on the show, Crevo, we all know that you're a bit of a snob when it comes to food.
Snob
Mate,
is...
Mate,
You are an unfair sledge.
I enjoy your snobby food tastes because when we get invited to your house, it's the one time each year that I get to enjoy fine food.
Fine dining.
You said this on the show yesterday. A perfect example of Crevo being a snob when it comes to food. Do you like Cadbury chocolate, Crevo? Because you're a little bit fancy.
I don't mind the one that has hazelnuts in it, but other than that, no, just the plain one. Bit basic for me.
You know, there's more evidence. So you and Emmy will cook different meals each night if you don't feel like eating the same thing. A luxury that a lot of people can't afford to do.
It's not about afford.
Yes, it is.
Because
you refuse to freeze frozen meals for the next day. You only ever eat fresh.
You two are complete opposites, by the way. You're having microwave meals every night and Grevo's like a total opposite. I love it.
I would say though, if you're making your own food, it's actually quite affordable.
Okay, well, I thought we'd do a brand new game today. Mm-hmm. Is this fancy enough for Crevo?
Jamie and Crevo.
Okay, so it's a love it or loathe it style game. What I've done is I've come up with some items that your everyday family is buying at Coles or Woolies in their weekly shop. You've got to feed the kids, you've got to feed the family on a budget. Sometimes you've got to make do.
Sometimes you've got to freeze spaghetti for a couple of days.
You ready for this, Crevo? Yeah. All right, so kicking us off today, fancy enough for you, 2-minute noodles.
3, 2, 1, go!
No.
Okay.
Not fancy enough. I don't like them. I just don't like them.
Easy snack. Delicious.
Why don't you like them?
I just find the noodle is way too thin, and that flavouring, there's too much whack stuff going on in there, chemicals and stuff.
Equivalent product you're buying.
So, it costs maybe the same. You just grab a bit of pasta, and you can easily cut up a fresh tomato, a bit of basil and some salt and pepper and maybe a bit of parmesan over the top. That'll cost you, honestly, maybe the similar amount.
It's a time factor there that families don't have the luxury of, like Millionaire Mark.
This is not about time, right? Because it's about cost and money, and it doesn't cost much to do
next
that.
Next item, Vegemite sandwiches.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, that's fancy enough for me.
You'd have a Vegemite sanger.
Yeah, I love that.
So if you came around to my house and I served you up that for lunch, you wouldn't be taking the piss the next day on the show?
If you invited me over for lunch and that was what you served, I would take the piss. But I'm not against them. I love like nothing better than fresh bread, good slathering of butter, great Vegemite. Delicious.
Okay, so we'll take that as not fancy enough because he'll criticise you.
If you're invited over for lunch. If you're invited over for a big lunch and that's what you get.
Moving on, lamb chops.
3, 2, 1, go!
Under the griller, nice and quick.
Absolutely love lamb chops.
Really?
Definitely.
The cheaper cut of the lamb,
of course. You got to, like, fancy it up a bit. You get some fresh rosemary from the garden, chop that up, sprinkle it over it, some crushed garlic as well. Amazing.
Can I just interrupt here, too? Yeah. Lamb is not as cheap as it used to be. It is actually a bit of a luxury item nowadays, which is unfortunate.
Lamb cutlets, yes. Yeah. You're paying an arm and a leg.
Ed and I never buy lamb cutlets.
But the old lamb grillers.
Yeah, not too bad. About $9. 10 bucks a kilo, maybe.
It's minute steak at our house.
Next one, Neapolitan ice cream.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, that's a no. You know, it's too icy and doesn't taste great. And now, the blue ribbon is pretty cheap. $4.90 from Woolworths for the blue ribbon.
The blue ribbon.
Have we proved our point?
I've got a couple more if we want to continue.
Yeah, well, we've got time.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
Milo.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I actually love a Milo. I'm a milk and floated on top guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Milo?
Yeah, I wouldn't usually own a tin, but, you know, if I'm
offered
it... You're
bringing yourself back down to earth a little bit. I think he's playing Mr. Humble.
Why wouldn't you ever buy it? Why wouldn't you ever buy a tin? So you'll have it if it's offered, but you're not choosing to have it at home.
Because, honestly, I'll smash through it too quickly. Very unhealthy.
Okay, that's
good. Can I press you on your technique there? You said to Milo on top. I'm a Milo in the glass, then milk. Do you stir the Milo consistently through the milk.
No, you just have it on the top floating. Yeah, just
so I stir consistently.
I just like I stir so I'll drip, dip the spoon in, get a little bit of milk, and then just eating the Milo on top. Mm. So you're basically eating chocolate then drinking milk, which is why I don't buy it. Horribly unhealthy.
Okay, last one. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Yeah.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, no, I'm not a big cereal guy.
Okay, sorry, cereal in general.
Yeah, not a big, like a very, very occasionally I'll be somewhere and have a muesli or something.
So
but
what are you eating for breakfast?
Oh, very little. Or if it's the weekend, I'll cook up a nice, like, nice eggs and like, bagels or something.
Sourdough.
Like poached with hollandaise sauce.
A bit of, yeah, a bit of smoked salmon.
Bit
delicious
of fresh mint from the garden.
Dill. You got to have dill and capers with your salmon.
Oh, let's wrap this up with this. Thank you very much.
There we go. Millionaire Mark living up to his title.
If you want to win some cash, we're giving it away here up next.
Yes, we are with the cash cocktail. We are up to $675 today. All you need to do is identify these three sounds. Now, we know that number one is an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
We did give away a clue, Creeper.
That's right. For number two, you do this when washing up.
Think about it. I'll play it one more time.
Okay.
131009, if you would like to win $675 plus, go into the draw to win 12 delicious cocktail cans from the Newcastle Distilling Co.
Absolutely. Playing next to New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's New FM. Cash, cash, money back.
Cash, cash, money back. Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to get your hands on $675. Plus, everyone on the air gets in the draw to get themselves the delicious cocktail cans, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. We give away 12 every Friday to get your weekend started.
Oh, all good right stuff. Let's do it. Let's kick it off.
So we're going to Laura.
Hey, Laura. Hey. How are you?
Hey.
Good, thanks.
That's good. Plans for the weekend. It's midweek, so you're dreaming of it already?
I'll be going to the pub, for sure.
Oh, good stuff.
Straight nice to the pub.
All right. Do you need to hear the sounds again, or are we good to go?
I'll have a guess.
Okay.
Is it when you put the dishwashing liquid in the water and you sort of mix it up to get the bubbles? And the other one, maybe like a mechanic, you know how they have those trolleys that go under the cars?
Creeper.
One of those things? Yeah. Is it one of those?
So can you tell me what the number two one was again?
So when the water's in the sink and you put the washing liquid in and you like stir it up to get the bubbles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, not that.
Thanks for guessing, though.
Thanks for playing. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Ash. Hey, Ash.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, we are doing well. What's on for your day? Anything special?
Not really. Just helping Mum wrap some Christmas presents.
Oh, okay. Fun.
You really piked Jade's interest there, Ash. Oh, fun.
No, I love it.
I love Christmas.
Yeah, wrapping presents. What a chore, though.
No, it's good.
No, it's fun. And then you can see what Mum's got it for everyone.
Ash, that's what they invented gift bags for. No wrapping required.
Takes all the fun out of it then, doesn't
it? Yeah, I guess so. I'm just a bit of a Christmas Grinch this year.
At least he owns to it, Ash.
Yeah, but that's what happens when it's shoved down my throat on November 10th, Jade. Just
it's true, Ash. I pick Maddie up every morning to work and I've been playing Chrissy Carols every day.
I had them playing this morning on my in the kitchen when the kids were getting ready for school too.
Little tidbit, you'll find this funny, Ash. Creevo, you don't know about this. We left work yesterday, Jade and I, and we're driving down Maitland Road. We're in Mayfield, and a painter pulls up next to us, window down. Jade's blasting Michael Bublé. To the point, the man puts his window up and shakes his head.
He put his window up? I couldn't believe it. I said, who does that for a Christmas carol?
I do that with my kids in the car, and they hate it.
I love it. All right, more importantly, let's win you this cash, Ash. What do you think number two and number three sounds are?
I don't know number three, but is number two, I suppose, aggressively pulling the plug out once you've done the dishes to make that pop sound?
Yeah, it is.
You're correct.
Yay!
Good.
Yay!
Do you know what? Just for getting that, we'll give you another ticket into the draw for the cocktail candle, thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. Good job. Two down.
I can't believe this.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Too bad I focused on number two and not number three then, hey?
You can have a crack still. If you want to take a random punt, the cash could be yours.
I'd need to hear it, though. Sorry, I can't remember.
We'll offer that to you. Here we go.
Let's turn the music down. Listen carefully, Ash. There it is.
Oh, the only one I can think, which has probably already been said, is dispensing ice out of an ice dispenser into a cup.
Incorrect, that one. But congrats, Ash. You're a double chance to win those cocktail cans just for getting the guess. Wow.
Cool. How good is that? I love Ash.
That means number one is an electric toothbrush. Two, a plug being pulled out from a sink.
We just need number three. Cash goes away.
This could be it.
Imagine this is it. Tyler's
gone.
Tyler obviously knew number two. Bloody let hell. Us down.
Could have had the money.
I know.
How oh, well, exciting. There it is. Tomorrow's jackpot at $700.
And only one sound left to get.
Oh, good stuff. Well, there we go, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep. Don't forget, we are going to be doing our test laps at 6 o'clock tonight at Go-Karts Go at Broadmeadow. So we'll give you the full wrap-up of who flunked out, I guess, on the test laps tonight.
Yep, full wrap tomorrow.
Who's the favourite?
105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson.
Hello. Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Bit of Charlie Puth.
G'day, love
him. Complaining about Selena Gomez breaking up with him.
Bit of a whiner, Charlie Puth, isn't
he? Just a little bit, but I like his music. His eyebrow kind of irked. Have you seen his eyebrow?
Yeah, he's got like the little lines.
Yeah. Do you know what happened there? He got attacked by a dog. How fascinating.
At least there's a good story about him.
Yeah, Macklemore, Kesha, and Good Old Days as well. And, I love this.
Oh, yes.
Gaga.
Classic.
Yes.
2008, guys.
Mm. How fame. Good.
Colby O'Donnell.
Yeah. Just dance. Look at us reminiscing.
I know.
We got lost in that.
Love that.
Hey, guys, that's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.